what happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Speed up, boop, bop, tap, 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 tap,
a classic.
Just
stick with
just
it.
Playing the hits.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's...
This was...
That's when you go to the grocery store and you just get what you normally get.
Yeah, I got the milk, got the eggs, got the bread. Get out. Check
can,
out.
Yeah, you can make a meal. Yeah. But, I mean, you've eaten that meal before.
I've eaten that
but it'll
meal.
Fill you up.
The thing is in this grocery store, what happened is I walked through the door and went, oh, no, I'm at the grocery store. I had no idea I needed things at the grocery store, so I just got the basics. Because that's what happened on the scat. It was about 2 seconds ago when I realized I got the scat.
Yeah, episode 255 of the Spitballers. Welcome in.
To what?
55.
That button doesn't work on this show,
Why don't
Jason?
You do it with your scat voice?
55!
255 here
do
on the
you,
show.
Do you use a list when you go to the grocery store?
Not usually. I mean, it just depends on, you know, obviously if we've got a recipe and we're doing something specific, then yes. But generally speaking, if I'm just going to the grocery store, I'm just going
and you
to...
Just, and then you just grab the
load
stuff.
Load up. Yeah.
No?
Are you're a list guy?
No. Goodness, heavens no. My wife...
Heavens no.
My wife tries to get me to use the list. And here's... The problem with the list is that when I receive the list... It is not anywhere near the arrangement of the grocery store. And that causes it causes chaos for me that I'm like, like, how do I, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm going.
You want to go top to bottom on the list.
Exactly.
But then you'd be zigzagging the store like
yes,
crazy.
Yes, and it's, so I miss crap all the time. And so I just say, I'm going to go and I will get what I get.
Have you thought about, see, to me, one of the worst jobs in the world. And I know that people are very good at it. So this is not an indictment on the job itself. This is an indictment on me, myself. But I am bad at finding things.
Oh,
I'm...
And the idea of being one of the Instacart shoppers that has to shop for other people, I will make the least money per hour a person could make doing anything. Mm-hmm. Because I can't even go and functionally get three items at a store without getting lost, questioning whether I'm getting the wrong one. Like, I will be a one-star Instacart person making 42 cents an hour.
When my wife gives me a list of, like, all right, we need these things, I need like, show me photos. Show me photographs of
that's
this.
That's a good
I need
call.
To know what color. This is the purple one? This is the purple can?
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, so if I was an Instacart shopper... It's over. I'd be at that store. I'd get my first order. I'd walk in. I'd leave 7 hours later with everything that's on whoever's list. I have no idea.
The best part of that, when you have that situation at the grocery store, is when you can't find the item you're looking for, that means that there will be no employees anywhere.
Oh, for sure.
They will be nowhere. You can go up and down the aisle, and you will not find them. However, if you know where your item is, the employees, they're
won't leave
there's
you
way too many people working today.
Would you like any help?
Yeah. You're like, no, I've told you. I don't want your help. Be here when I can't find my stuff.
That is another interesting topic as we spitball here. But the stores that have an overabundance of people asking you if you need help, those are real bad. Like a real problem to me. I know it's friendly.
Right.
But I can only tell people, no, I don't need help so many times. Before it becomes an oppressive place to be.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody's ever fought back. You know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean?
You need any help? No, I'm good, thank you. And then you walk five more steps, someone else comes up, you know, oh, what can I help you with? No, I'm good. And then you walk five more steps. You might hit a breaking point, you know, where someone comes up, what can I help you find? Nothing! Let me shop in peace!
Yeah, it's I don't know. Now you can go to stores and just order from like kiosks, like McDonald's. My son took his scooter.
The robot?
Yeah, he took his scooter to McDonald's the other day because he wanted to express his teenage freedom.
Ah, yes.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, at least he has to go order and pay and all of that. No, we didn't.
No human interaction.
because he's just I ended up meeting him over there after he had ordered his apple pie.
And, is that all he got?
And fries and burger and all of that.
Oh, okay.
And soda okay. and everything. And he's just sitting there. He had ordered me one. I'm like, oh, man, he had to go up and do it twice. No, it was a machine.
This is the future.
Also, wow, we're just distracted. McDonald's. Have you been inside some of these McDonald's lately?
They're very nice.
They're elegant. I hate to use the word elegant, but
wait, McDonald's is a nice place.
It's
now?
Classical it's music. Super, have you heard this?
It's super nice inside. You're gonna love it. Bring some candles.
Well, they just got some Bach.
It sounds like I'm telling
Stumping?
You a joke, but it's
wait, hold on.
It's clean, classical music, quiet,
delicious,
and suddenly the food tasted better.
Interesting. Is this because because you can order from the robot, so they don't have to pay people anymore?
I don't know what it is. It was shocking. I was like, well, this is nice. Welcome into the show.
I need to go to a nice McDonald's.
The one the one over by me. You got
to
come.
The one that's connected to the gas station?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was like, oh, my God. What? That's next level.
No. We'll go together. It'll be like a double date. I mean, it's so nice in the restaurant.
Do you have to dress up now?
You do have to tip, yeah.
Collared shirts.
Al Borland, how you doing today?
Doing well.
The judge is here as well, joining us on another Spitballers episode. We have Would You Rather, some life advice that we're doling out, and then we're drafting the best streaming services. So we're looking at those video streaming services, you know, the ones that let you cord cut and get rid of cable and pay so much less to have 9 of them.
Yeah.
Whoopsies.
We just made the same system.
Man, I can't wait till I can like pay one person and get all of them.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like,
oh, that's going to happen.
If there was just one provider that would package them into a
nice, but we'll call it a bundle.
Into like a bundle.
Yeah.
It 100% is going to happen.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all a cycle.
It's just a circle?
We just keep living through the same things 20 years later.
That's really funny. All right, let's kick it off.
Would you rather?
Kenshi from Patreon says, would you rather for 1 month be dumped into the middle of a forest with a lighter, a knife, an axe?
A month?
And a rifle with 6 shots? Or be dumped into the middle of a busy foreign city without any extra clothes, no money, and no contact with anyone you know for the duration of the month?
Hmm.
I mean, this is obviously a very complicated scenario to work out here.
It's unfortunately very easy for me.
City?
Yes, because if I am in the city, there is a chance that someone takes pity on me and helps me out. If I am alone for a month in the middle of the forest, a rifle with 6 shots, great. That's going to help me none.
That's a baseball bat at that point. Because you're not hitting anything with 6 shots.
Well, I mean, if I have a lighter, and I assume that part of the rifle is made out of wood, at least I have...
you're going to light your rifle on fire?
Hey, look, times, man.
Here's the thing about... the first thing I thought about with the rifle, 6 shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could hunt,
mm-hmm.
but and you will need... To keep some, I would need to keep some bullets for self-defense.
Oh, for sure.
From a bear. And so how many bullets do you need for the hunting?
Your rifle's not stopping a bear.
6 shots would stop a bear.
Yeah, so don't use it for hunting. You need all six shots for bear protection.
Now, if it was a week in the forest versus a month in the city, like I would be less fearful of dying, and dying is the imminent thing that I was like, I need to be in the city to not die.
Yes.
But a week in the woods... You do have a knife. You do have a lighter, so you're going to have fire at night.
How do you get water?
Getting through the water's going to be...
I'm sure there's a river, little babbling brook.
And as we all know, just when you find a water
just
source...
Drink it.
Just drink it.
You boil the water. Do
In
we have
what?
A pot?
Do no, we don't.
No pots, huh? Can we add a pot
can
to
we
the
fashion the rifle into a pot?
We can add a pot. All right, we got a pot. I'm going to boil that water.
Al is
fine.
Trying to make us choose the forest, is what he's trying
I will say
to do.
This. I'm just trying to find the line. I will say this. The forest sounds like a nice time for a time. The city, the foreign
for like
city.
6 hours?
Not at night.
Well, no, not at night. I agree with you.
Okay,
I would love some shelter and protection. But I'm just saying, like, if I would rather be in, like, the forest of nature than in the middle of a foreign city. You know,
I agree that you can't speak the language. You know nobody. You have no money. You are going to have to sleep outside in that city, probably.
Yeah,
under at
least in the beginning.
An awning. Al, have you ever spent, like, I'm sure you've been camping, obviously. We've all been camping, but.
No, haven't.
You haven't been camping?
No, I've never been camping.
Oh, wow. Wow. We'll examine that later. But Al, have you ever, like.
You've met my father.
Have you done the solo? Have you ever done a solo camping?
I have not, no. Mm.
I want to do that.
Solo camp?
That's exactly the beginning of the story they'll tell.
he said he wanted to go solo camping.
It's so much risk going, like, Mike, we had listened to that podcast you shared with me.
Yes, the Seth Rogen one.
Yeah, where he tells these stories that are true. And that story was a guy wanting to go climb this mountain, and he did it alone. And I just kept thinking, it should go right. You should be able to go hike, camp by yourself. The problem is
not in nature.
When anything goes wrong, you are done. Right?
Yes. Oh,
you're
just
done.
Yeah.
We are, for sure.
Yes.
We do not have the skill set to get ourselves out of a nature issue.
So there's no way Mike is picking the forest because he doesn't even know what it looks like.
Yeah, I won't survive. I've seen a forest.
guys, I've seen.
I'll try and add my own wrinkle here. Let's say you are given 1 month to prepare. So, like, 1 month. So, if you're going to be in the forest, you can watch all the survival tutorials on this is the best way to build a fire, how you build a shelter, or you have a month that's like you can learn some of the customs, learn the language at least a little bit.
Sure. That just makes it easier to choose a city.
Okay. I mean, all right. 2 weeks on Babel. Or a month training for the forest.
I mean, we're all going to the city. There's just no line. There's no line where we're just going to go
die
in the forest. 2 hours.
One night.
Yeah, there we go.
One night in the forest. Or a month in a foreign city.
Yeah, I would take a night.
I'll take the night in the forest.
Yeah, for sure. I can.
There's the line.
I will say this, though. When you say one night in the forest.
I'm going to be so hungry.
The idea, I'm going to be starving. It's going to be a terrible night. But what's crazy is the idea, the concept of falling asleep in the woods with no tent, no structure.
Sure, okay.
Just
okay.
I will not be sleeping that night.
Oh, my goodness.
That night I'm sitting there with my back against a tree with the lighter on.
I mean.
In my little teeny area.
I don't know how I would survive. Like, I would be as worried about bugs as I am about bears.
I was going to say, would you fire that rifle 3 or 4 times blindly in the night?
Just to let them know.
Just to let them know. I'm over here.
Now, what? I mean, I guess you have the shots for protection, but let's say you're. I mean, what are you even hunting? Like a squirrel?
A deer.
A rabbit.
Okay. You're going to blow the socks off a rabbit.
But here's the thing. I thought, oh, yeah, okay, maybe I'll become a true hunting man, yeah. and I'll get a deer. People who are hunters go out, like, on
purpose
excursions. For like a week at a time, you come back. What'd you get? Nothing. And they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like just dropping me in a forest with a rifle. Like, go get a buck.
Look, no, that could be a wasted bunch of calories.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm not hunting. I'm just if one walks up, you know what I mean. Like that's the situation. Oh, look, there's a deer. Let me get my rifle. I'm not going looking because I'm not going to find him. He's going to find me.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I think the real hope would be if they drop you off that you could get some sort of shelter built.
That is step one.
How confident are you that you could set up, you know, like a lean-to or something and just have
step one. What is a lean-to? Jason, explain it to me.
Well, a lean-to is when you build a structure but it's leaning.
Yeah, it's not very sturdy.
The other side. And then that's, you know, you just lean the stuff across and then you get under it. It's like it just leans to it.
So the city then.
Yeah, the city. I can tell you if I had a month to prepare and I learned, I wouldn't be able to learn hunting. And honestly, if I got a deer walks right up, I'm like, blah, blah, I got a deer. Oh, my God, I'm never eating. I'm never going to be able to
eat. You don't know what to do next.
I would have no idea. Not only would I not have an idea what to do next, I couldn't do
it. I hope he just tries to bite it.
Skin a deer.
I hope he just tries to bite the, like,
just like, where am I? Ah, so hairy. I couldn't skin a deer. I couldn't drain a deer. I couldn't carve up a deer. Like, I just physically could not do it.
I would say you would just sit there and you would weep. Yes, I'm so sorry.
They made me do this. It was a would you rather question.
And now we're both dead.
But now we're both dead.
So if I had the month.
He just lays down by the deer and fades off into the night.
If I had the month to prepare, I'm not looking at hunting. I would be looking at building a shelter. I would learn everything I could about building a shelter.
Step one, you'd Google
what is a lean-to and other versions of structures other than lean-to. I would find the easiest one to build, and I am extremely confident I could never build it. Like, never. I would fail to build a structure no matter what.
Somehow this version of Jason in the forest is like a man. He's got no arms, no legs. He's just.
I've just got tear ducts,
just
baby.
Screaming until the night is over.
Save me.
Oh, man. All right, we're moving on. Cody from Patreon. Would you rather sit at the DMV for 2 hours with no phone, TV, or electronics, or for 4 hours but with your phone? 4 hours with the phone.
I could handle
8 hours with the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
just have me start scrolling on some reels.
I'll miss
my number. Like, it'll hit the 4 hours and they'll call me up. I'll be like, I'm good. I'll be here.
I mean, we could get into this with the phones. I mean, yesterday I was at the dentist office. I had to have they had to numb me up and they had to do some work on a tooth. And when they numb you up, they have to wait for it to work. You're familiar with this, right?
Yes.
You know what a dentist is, Jason?
I am aware of dental procedures.
So you're in a chair and you're leaned backwards. and like, I have to sit there and wait. And I can't.
And so you're saying reclined.
I'm leaned in a way where even if I get my phone out, I really can't use it well. Because I'm kind of almost upside down, and I had to sit. My point is that I had to sit in a place for like 20 minutes, and that was hard.
Without a phone.
And I say this because it is like a huge indictment on myself that I can't sit for 20 minutes, because your inclination now is to pull out the phone immediately.
Oh, if I hit a red light, I'm like, well, this is boring.
And yet, if we watch our children get on their phones,
slap their hands,
to punch them.
Yeah.
Because we're like, you look pathetic.
You're always on your phone. You're always, you can't do anything without staring at that.
It's one of the things that
I said over my phone.
Yeah. It's one of the things that when we do it, we justify the reasons we're doing it in our head.
Yeah, I'm working.
But when the other people are doing it, they're pathetic.
Well, see, to me, it's more like, you know, I'm done. Like, I've already, you know, I'm all on the downhill.
Of your life?
Yeah, of my life.
Oh,
everything
you finished.
Is downhill. So it's like I can eat poorly. I can, you know, just give up.
The self-fulfilling done.
But my children, you've got a lot of life left to live. Get off that. Do better.
You're taking a more of a, I'm already in the retirement home philosophy.
Exactly.
And is that what our retirement homes are going to be like?
Just all the old people on their phones?
Because the old people now don't know how to use the phones, but like, we're using them now and we're going to get old.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll be on VR by then. We'll just be laying down, goggles on.
You know what, Jason? You've been saying that for 20 years.
And I'll keep saying it for 20
And months. I hope you're right, but I'm a little disappointed. But yeah, it's weird to think about. We know technology, so when we're 80 and our bodies don't work, can you imagine if the old home, you go there and you're like, I'm going to go spend some time with an old person and make their day, and they're just swiping TikTok?
Yeah.
That's a weird mental picture.
It is very strange, but that is probably what we will be doing.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
Eating Jell-O and
that will be old
scrolling stuff
for the young
people.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Because we won't be doing the new stuff, and they'll be like, oh, that would be like if the old people now are like making long-distance phone calls to their relatives, right? All right. I don't know where this is going. The phone one. Final answer.
4 hours. If, as long as you have your phone, that's easy.
2 hours. You said 20 minutes was hard. Genuinely, 2 hours sitting, waiting. Just sit in a chair for 2 hours.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm people watching every person in there. So I'm gonna try to tell the life story in my head of every person.
That's a good game.
Two, I'm counting every light. It's just something I'm going to do.
I don't think that's going to take
you very
long.
I'm
going to
count every light in the building.
Do some push-ups.
Three, I'm looking for vending machines. But I guess in this case, I have to sit there.
Well, yeah. I think they're saying that you can just...
You're just waiting at the DMV. Yeah. You could get up, walk around.
Four, I'm taking off all my clothes, turning them inside out, putting them on backwards.
Okay. Interesting.
And then singing how crisscross will make you jump.
I'm bored. I'm going to be doing some weird stuff.
If you drop this to 1 hour...
Take 1 hour, I'm doing that.
Versus the four, I think I can sit there for an hour.
I'll take the phone.
What is it like being alone with your thoughts, Jason?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's been some time.
All right. What if Jason would just start building like Bejeweled Blitz on the ground with some like some rocks and stuff and start playing
Do you have some sand I can draw with?
He'd grab all the sugar packets.
Yeah, he's going to make the game.
They got multicolors.
I haven't said that game in so long. All right. Ken from Patreon, would you rather not be able to hear anything within a 6-foot radius? That's funny. Like, back up, sir, and say what you were going to say. Or only be able to hear within a 1-foot radius. Come closer.
Wow, so you
got to
be in the bubble. I mean, if you can't hear outside of 1 foot, I think that most conversations, I'll say all conversations, happen outside of 1 foot. All conversations.
Sure. Well, not a phone conversation.
Not the dental ones I had yesterday, but most of them.
Oh, a phone conversation. Yeah, you're telling me I got to put it on speakerphone and...
That is what we're saying.
That's fine. I mean, a foot is so short. Like, if I put the phone just down on the desk, that's more than a foot from me.
But it's every conversation you have will be on speakerphone.
I don't talk on the phone a whole lot. I mean, I can still text.
Not hearing
what people say is really hard. It's more frustrating than, you know, we've all joked about, like, you know, somebody doesn't speak loud enough and how it's irritating. We moved into a house. It didn't have any rugs. It's very echoey. Everything that anybody said to me in the house, what was that?
Because of the sound reverberation?
Yeah, because of the sound reverberation. And I was like, not being able to hear would be just the worst.
Yeah, okay. So,
but I feel like I have to do the 6-foot one.
Yeah, I think you have to do the 6-foot. I mean, if you think about conversations you have with people, oftentimes they're over 6 feet. I mean, 6 feet is not...
How far away is Mike and I right now? We're not 6 feet.
Oh, no. you're definitely
probably
6 feet.
We're probably five.
We are not six feet away.
We might be, Mike.
I think you're...
No.
Don't move, and then Al, will you get a tape measure, please, and measure nose? Nose to nose, please.
I think you're exactly 6 feet.
I think we're pretty close to 6 feet.
I'm taking the under.
What are you guessing, Andy?
I'm thinking we are 3 feet. I think we're 6 feet.
Yeah. So Al has
maybe 5'10".
Ooh, that's going to be no bueno for hearing him.
This is such good audio podcast.
Yeah, okay, so... Then look,
Mike and I are sitting approximately.
So if you take the 6 foot one, then you're saying, like, if you're watching a TV, as long as the sound source is 6 feet away, you can hear it.
Yeah,
that's doable.
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, if you take the other one, you're now
Jason, your phone, all your games, all the audio on the phone.
I don't use.
Yeah,
audio
he doesn't.
On
remember
the games,
we talked about
man.
This. He doesn't use. Don't okay, you, we have the tape measure.
Don't lean forward.
No,
Mike.
I'm going to go to my microphone.
How far away are we?
5'9".
5'9". 5'9". Oh, no.
Yeah. I took the under, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, you win this one.
But you don't watch anything on your phone ever?
I mean,
you don't watch a show on your phone?
That's a good
point.
I
don't watch shows on my phone, no.
What do you do on your phone for every minute?
How can you play so much Candy Crush?
It's Sudoku, bro.
Okay.
Is it really?
It's a bunch of different apps and games, and I mean, I'll
and they're all silent ones.
Well, I mean, I'll scroll some reels, and
like
sometimes
Charlie
I have
Chaplin?
Sound on, sometimes I don't.
You're already at the stage where if you were in the old person home doing the games, it is what we would expect.
Yeah,
Sudoku on your phone,
right? Give me some dates to eat. not like to go on.
Right.
You know, some old people stuff.
Okay. Is it dates or old people food?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they're just right there with prunes.
Yeah, dates, prunes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A prune is a date, though, right?
I have no idea.
A
prune is a plum.
A dried plum?
Yeah, it's a grape version of a
plum.
So
a date's just...
What is a date?
A date's its own thing.
Yeah, a date is a date.
Oh, is it really? It's not like a dehydrated something
No,
better?
A date grows on a date tree.
Yeah.
We have one.
Something like that.
For real?
Is it really a tree?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We have a date tree in our front yard.
Dates don't grow on trees. Yes, they do.
All right, Kevin and Laura from the website, would you rather smell like bacon to everyone you meet or have every person you meet smell like bacon to only you?
Interesting.
Look, I like the smell of bacon, but not in my people.
Well, it would be overwhelming. If everybody smelled like bacon, like, that's too much. It is way too much.
Yeah, I mean, you would definitely no longer enjoy the smell of bacon.
Correct.
You'd be like, is someone cooking some people?
I think it would be okay. I mean, it might ruin the greatness of bacon, but it's not going to change the smell into something you hate. I don't just hate the smell of people right now. And so if it smells like bacon, I might get used to the smell, ignore the smell, but I'm not going to hate it. So I don't
see
the...
You won't hate it.
I don't see the downside of everybody smelling like bacon.
Dogs would never leave them alone.
Dogs never leave people alone right now.
That's fair.
Man, I don't know. I think you'd get tired of it. I think if everyone smelled of bacon.
What is everyone's smell right now? Neutral?
Would
you consider people as non-smelly?
Yes.
And that's why you notice if they smell good or bad.
Correct.
Because right now it's neutral.
But yeah. you're neutral for a very short amount of time.
You're also not neutral if you're close. What's the smell distance of a normal person?
You're never not. You are never neutral. Because when you leave the shower, what is the scent of your shower gel? Because that's what you smell like.
But you
only within like an inch.
You're not smelling me right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're 3 feet apart.
No, Jason, it's about 20 feet.
we're 8 to 10 feet apart here.
Right.
But like, you don't smell people unless they have put on a cologne or if they have bad BO.
No, you smell like if you smell like your shower gel.
But my point is, I smell like my shower gel. I used shower gel.
My shower gel doesn't smell like much.
My shower gel does. It has a very strong scent.
There's no scentless gel.
But you don't smell his shower gel right now.
That's my point. You don't smell. Well, like, what is my shower gel?
You would have
like?
To sniff him.
You're asking also the wrong
sniff him,
person. I can never smell.
But no, I
get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, right now, unless you're within a 1 foot, if I got 1 foot from you, I'd smell something.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean bad. I just mean I would smell your smell. Like, everybody has a smell.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, your musk.
You think a foot is close enough?
Yes.
I think a foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a foot to 8 inches. Yeah.
I mean, you can tell if someone's smelly if you're a foot away.
Sometimes you can be much further smells.
Or if you just get in a car.
Or Axe body spray.
Like, if you get in a car with someone. Like, every time you're in a car with someone, that car smells like bacon.
Mm. Oh, in this scenario. Not just like in regular life.
No. I don't keep bacon in my pocket just in case.
A
little pocket snack.
Yeah, no, a little griddle on the front.
But like, if you're in close proximity, then you will smell it. I don't know.
So would you rather smell like bacon to everyone you meet?
No.
I think I would do that because I'd be the unique bacon guy.
But I don't think you want to be the bacon
guy.
Yeah,
that's where I lean.
You don't want people, like, even if people like the smell of bacon, you don't want to be known as the guy that smells like bacon. That's a weird thing. And
that's
it's not
fair.
Normal in
that's
this
fair.
Universe. In this hypothetical situation, it's still like abnormal for someone to smell like bacon.
And you're just saying the other one, you just get used to everyone
used,
smelling like bacon.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Give me everyone else smelling like bacon. I don't want to be the weirdo.
Hmm. Would you still eat bacon?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I might eat people now. I mean, well, you know, TBD.
Spitballers to the rescue.
All right, Charlie from the website needs some advice, guys. Here we go. Here is what Charlie had to say. So, it started subtly. A smiley face emoji here, a thumbs up here or there. But over the last 6 months, my boss seems to have discovered the wild and wide world of emojis. Now, every company-wide email is a kaleidoscope of colors and characters that resemble an excerpt from a children's book. How do I put an end to this nonsense for the good of our company's professionalism? You're doomed. Or are you? Here's what's funny.
What is professionalism?
Let me ask you this. Well, that would be what you would say, Mike. I find, me personally, on my own emoji use, that much like, you know how sometimes people get a phrase that they get stuck using all the time?
Sure. Yeah, we all do.
You know, you get the habitual. I'm that way with emojis. I will kind of fall in love with one emoji for like maybe 3 or 4 months.
What's your current emoji?
The sweaty smile emoji.
The sweaty smile.
I find myself using that all the time right now.
That's like the teardrop, but it's up top.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's still smiling.
It's like the nervous
It's kind of like, hey, yeah. Yeah, it's like this thing happened, but I made it out. It's that one. So I'm in that mood right now. But
okay.
Do you have like a go-to favorite emoji or does it rotate?
I've got a handful. I mean, you got the heart. That's easy to just say, you know, I like something. I use the face palm a lot.
Face palm?
I do a lot of dumb stuff. So right. It's like, shoot, face palm.
Try the sweaty smile for some of those.
Can that work? Like I did something wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, sweaty smile.
Yeah, you can try it.
Okay, I'll try it out.
Like you try, it means you try it hard, but whoops.
Okay, I can use that a lot.
Yeah, it's endearing. Mike, do you have a go-to emoji?
I use the raffle face. If something's funny, I go with that one. Or skull emoji.
Skull emoji?
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
How many emojis is appropriate for this professional work environment?
See, that's where I was going to go, is what kind of company are you at? Are you wearing a suit every day? Do you have casual Fridays? Can you
tough.
Wear jeans?
I mean, we're bosses.
That's mm-hmm. right.
We use emojis.
Like a boss.
But how many
I emoji like a boss.
How many emojis would just be too many, Al? Do you know, like if we were sending you an email about work and it was like, I don't know, maybe about like performance review or something.
Performance review.
Thumbs
and it's
up,
just
thumbs
all
down.
Emojis.
Actually, that's a shortcut.
Yeah. We'd be using the skull a lot, like Mike likes.
The stinky poop
down.
Face.
Yep. No, I like that.
This was not what I'd meant to do, Al. I'm sorry.
See, that's all right.
I think that maybe your boss is fun. Maybe you aren't fun.
The boss is fun the first time they do it. The problem is if it becomes like too much.
I did, like, Charlie, I'm sorry to say this, but I did have the same thought Mike just shared, which is maybe it's a you problem.
You don't want fun?
Here's where the emojis are a problem. If you can't make sense of the letter, if it's like one of those things where, because sometimes people will use an emoji, like you just brought up the sweaty smile. I don't always know what the emojis mean. I've been in conversations with people where it's like they give the emoji of like the smiley person, but with the big glasses on. Like
the sunglasses?
No, like I don't even know if it's a Groucho Marx or whatnot, but they've just got like different.
What you're saying the
and I'm like, what does this
the
mean?
Eyeglasses emoji.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. About? I don't know. What,
like the nerd.
I think that's what it is. It's like a nerd. I'm like, what are you saying? So if you can't make sense of the emojis, if they're talking in so many emojis where it's like, I think they're saying they're happy.
Nerd
but you're not
is like,
sure.
is like. I'm a little stinker.
Is that what it means? See,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's how I interpret it.
Yeah,
there is a Groucho Marx one with the mustache, though.
Okay, so.
But that's disguise face. I guess, Groucho Marx. Well, I was looking at the actual name of it.
No, it's not called Groucho Marx. I mean.
But yeah, when are you using, are you using that to hide?
I don't. So my point
that's like
is
I'm
this.
An embarrassed.
This is why I don't use the heart very often.
Because you think it gives the wrong message?
I think it can give the wrong, like a little too romantic. Like I'm afraid to use the heart in mixed company texts.
A heart is fine. Just don't send the smooch.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's cross.
So the heart doesn't mean. Like,
no, the heart
seems
doesn't
a little
mean
too romantic.
The heart doesn't mean romantic. Heart just means like, oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good for you. I'm happy.
But
for
the
you.
Thumbs up. But I've heard the thumbs
See,
up is
thumbs
now turning
up,
into something else.
It's getting
oh,
outplayed.
That's the Zoomers. The Zoomers are mad about the thumbs up.
Now, what does
I
it mean
it
to
now.
Them?
I get it because it means
oh, we're
like,
old.
No. Because sometimes the thumbs up, like I used to use the thumbs up a lot, and I think I've replaced it more with the heart because the thumbs up seems like almost
so young,
almost like sarcastic. Like, good job, buddy. I'll give you a thumbs
be.
Up.
But yeah. It should. I mean, it's just a thumbs up, man.
I can do that with a heart, too.
Does the okay fingers, is that one okay?
A-okay? I don't know.
Is that the circle with three fingers up?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
That got stolen by a different group.
That's okay. I'm not supposed to use that either?
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Oh, wait.
You got to be careful.
Judge Giamatti says don't use that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know this either.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
So we just can't use anything. I don't know.
No emojis. Use words.
Just stick with the skull.
Yeah.
David.
Stick with the skull.
David from Patreon. Since moving to a foreign country last year, our kids have been having a hard time adjusting their taste buds to the local cuisine. My wife and I enjoy going vegetarian from time to time, but the kids do not eat their vegetables. Fellow dads, what has worked for you to get their kids to eat their veggies?
What does that have to do with the local cuisine?
The foreign country. How do I get my kids to eat veggies? Okay. I'm not sure the connection of being in a foreign country, but what I have found, if I want my kids to eat their veggies, is I'm a bad parent and I fail. Because I can't get them to do it.
Yeah, same.
So my veggies are chicken nuggets, and they eat them so good.
They do make chicken nuggets with the veggies already built into them. Like, you can find those at the grocery store.
The kids will sniff that out.
No, they'll never know.
Wait, what do you mean built into them?
I mean, when they grind up the chicken, they grind up some vegetables as well.
There's only two outcomes, Mike. If they do that, then they aren't nutritious.
Right.
Well, the chicken nuggets, of course, they're not nutritious.
Well, I mean, why put the fake veggies in there?
Yeah, give me the real chicken nuggets. Real stuff.
Dude, the Dino
from
Buddies.
From the chickens.
Like, yeah. You might already be buying these. Like, if you're buying...
Did you say the Dino Nuggets?
Yes.
Those are our go-to nuggets. You're telling me there's
veggies
in there?
Well, your kids are so healthy.
Oh, I didn't know this. I have a great parent.
They're eating so many vegetables.
Neither of your kids eat vegetables?
Sort of.
Yeah, I mean, they'll eat vegetables. We make them eat vegetables.
My two older
every meal,
ones.
But they, I mean, we still have to force the issue.
The biggest problem is that I don't eat my vegetables.
Yeah, because they're
but
mostly
I,
not
and,
good.
And only so many years go by where I can be like, I'm the dad, so I don't have to. Because at this point, they're learning that.
Well, just give them the Jason.
Yeah.
I'm at the end.
Oh, I don't need to take care of myself.
Dino Buddies chicken and veggie chicken breast nuggets.
There's a quarter cup of vegetables.
This is what you're talking about. Made with 1/4 cup of vegetables per serving.
Just get that.
Asterisk.
Oh, well, this is totally different. This is, I mean, it's the same brand
that
I buy.
Oh, it's not the one that you buy?
No, this is the same brand, but this is specifically giant on the box chicken and veggie.
One serving of this product does not provide a significant amount of vegetables.
Does it say that?
That's the asterisk. I mean,
the asterisk.
Yeah, but I
says
feel
that?
Much better about my parenting.
Oh, it sells. These sell.
Wow.
It's the asterisk to the headline.
Oh my gosh.
This product does not contain does not provide a significant amount of vegetables.
Wow.
That is hilarious.
That really is. Man. Well,
I want some nuggets now.
But how often do you go to the? Is the nuggets a go to? Is it weekly?
For the kids, probably maybe once a week. Yeah,
once a week.
Yeah, man.
It used to be a lot more when they were younger. I mean,
yes.
When they were younger, Dino Nuggets were just that was what was for a snack at least at one point.
The worst part for my household about the nuggets is. Like the kids will like the garbage frozen ones, and then you nuke them for a minute, and they're all nasty and soggy. They're fine with that, but actual like gourmet, we're talking McNuggets, they're 100% out, and I don't understand what happened with my children. They don't like McNuggets. They don't like Wendy's nuggets. They won't eat Burger King nuggets. Like it is, yeah. No, your faces
bad
are
bad parenting.
Your faces are super appropriate. I don't know. They got together and they decided that they don't like those types of nuggets.
The good ones?
Yeah. I know.
So you brought up
and
Wendy's.
And they want the dinos.
You brought up Wendy's and you brought up Burger King. Those are great nuggets.
Yes.
I mean, those are top-notch
Burger
nuggets.
King has good nuggets?
Oh, Burger King's got great good. Nuggets. Yeah.
They're actually super similar to Wendy's, which
there's
are the
a, there's one of those by my house now.
Oh. And
I haven't frequented a Burger King in about 25 years.
The best part, don't ask questions. But you can get about 20 nuggets for like $2.
Yeah.
Don't ask where they came from.
Just
do they have a quarter cup of vegetables in there? Because that's the only way I'd eat them.
The healthy nuggets.
All right, let's draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
We are drafting the way you watch television, the best streaming services. Jason, are you got to be happy you're through the scat and you got the number one pick.
Yeah, I'm happy I'm through the scat for sure. As far as whether I'm happy I have the number one pick, I don't know. There's a handful here of worthy
streaming services. I feel like there is the 101, but I don't know if it outweighs, like, because I'll be third, so I get to go back-to-back. I don't know if it outweighs that.
I think that there's, like, some heavy hitters. And if you get two of the heavy hitters and I get the 101, but then, like, I'm adding up some, you know, some tier three level streaming services,
we'll
I don't
see.
Know. So I'm gonna kick it off here with, I think, I don't know if this will be the one that everyone has on the top, but they have been king. They are the creation to me of the real true streaming service. They've got some of the best classic shows. They've got stand-up comedians. Everything that I default to when I turn on my platform and I go, what do I want to watch? Well, what service do I want to turn on first? I pull up Netflix.
Yes.
That's my go-to.
Netflix is the number one.
It is the 101, and I take it. Andy's shaking his head no.
No, it wouldn't have been my one, but it was my two.
Okay.
Interesting. So,
and I was just going to take the remnant of the two at the top of my
list. So you're telling me when it's nighttime?
No, I'm not. I agree. I agree with you. The default go-to is Netflix.
Okay.
And if we were drafting the default go-to streaming services, I would have drafted it first.
But you're saying there's a better one.
I'm saying Netflix is right at the tippy top. You mentioned classic shows. Stranger Things is on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd want to go to that one. I think Netflix is worthy of the number one pick. Totally fine.
Great. It's what I open first and look. It doesn't mean I'll end up on there, but it's always the first one I look at.
I agree. I actually do that too, for sure. In my opinion, the best streaming service is the best consistent quality of television program.
Ooh.
I am not going breadth.
I know what
you're
going
hoity-toity.
I'm going, it's now called Max.
Yep, exactly.
It's right. HBO Max. It's where HBO lives. It's the best quality television that has ever been produced on a consistent basis. And so whether that's Succession or Game of Thrones or, you know, you go back to The Wire and all the classic great Sopranos, the greatest television ever has been produced. And I think you'd agree with that.
I 100% agree. It is true. They don't have as much content, but the quality of content is peak.
It was a very, and I guess they have comedians too, but like mentioning the comedy on Netflix, I think strong point.
Oh, man.
Strong point for that.
They have such good
comedy
specials.
That was so smart of them to do that.
Yes. Stand-up comedy is the best. All right. That is interesting. Okay. So you have taken Max. Netflix is gone. My first pick is easy.
I hate that I took Max, by the way.
Oh, I know. That you don't get HBO.
I mean, it should be HBO. It was HBO. Then it was HBO Go. Then it was HBO Max. Now it's just Max, but HBO is what I want. That's the part that I want.
You know,
but
they've been talking about getting rid of the M and the A. Just
oh, really?
Be X.
Oh,
but Elon got there first.
Yeah.
I bet they could still do it.
Yeah.
All right. So the first pick, I'll get out of the way. It's the number one family one.
Of course.
It's the clear next.
And we both had to sacrifice that and hand it to you.
It is the Disney Plus. And not only is it the best, by far the best family streaming service, I mean, like, I watch Marvel movies a lot.
When you get all the Marvel, all the Star Wars.
Yeah, I go back to them frequently. Like, I don't know. There's something comforting.
And you're a movie guy, so that is just a whole repository of repeat watches.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of the shows. The shows are, they've had some good ones. All right.
They have had good shows.
They've had some that started great.
Yeah, but it's like they've had some good ones. But for the amount that they've put out, I feel like the quality hasn't been what you
wanted. Well, they put out a ton of just like small little shows.
B-level
shows.
All right, Mike, Disney Plus. We knew that was going
to
be yours.
Yes. I figured Max was going to come to me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I
Did you think one of us would take Disney Plus?
No, I thought when you were talking about the level of television, because I feel like there is a shifting sands.
Okay.
Of Apple TV.
Yeah.
Are you taking them?
I am taking Apple TV. No,
that's what I wanted. I am taking Apple TV.
I do feel like they're growing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so upset.
And when you...
And they did not start that way.
No. It was just, when it first came out, it was like the Tom Hanks movie, and it was like, I have absolutely no interest in...
They tried to start that way. They launched with C, you know, with the Jason Momoa. It wasn't good, but it was like a highly produced...
Yes.
They wanted to do these high-quality shows, and they have been crushed. Yeah. I love Foundation. That's why I wanted Apple
I still have many Apple TV shows I need to watch, but I feel like when I have started a show on Apple TV, you go, oh, this is...
Severance?
Like this... Oh, my gosh.
Severance is a great show. Morning show.
Severance is...
Morning show's great.
So good. I mean, you can list them, but I'm saying it... I think they're always surprising to me just how good the show actually is.
Like production.
Yeah, the production of the show. You know, it's not...
Silo.
It's
Ted Lasso?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have taken them higher.
I thought Andy was going Apple TV.
I don't think it belongs above the other two that we took, Jason, but I do think it was I was hoping Mike would let slip through.
This is why, right here, what just happened is the exact reason why I'm in the worst spot to be at the 101.
Yep.
Because you've got two bangers. You got two great
options.
I'm
pretty happy
here.
With it.
Disney Plus and Apple Plus is going to be worth more than whatever my next pick is with Netflix. Mess up, Andy.
Well, there's no way to get it right because we're entering a different tier. And so I guess what I will go with, the home of Monday Night Football and UFC and sports.
I debated this one.
I'm going to take ESPN Plus.
Yep.
ESPN Plus.
Soon to be just ESPN.
Yeah. Yeah, is that what's happening?
Well, ESPN's going to be
just
a streaming service.
Not on any.
Well, it'll still be on
cable
and satellite stuff, but I think you're going to be able to just buy and stream ESPN.
Kind of like the way Max works now.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with the ESPN Plus with the sports.
It's a good pick.
That's the only place you can get any UFC event now, right? Is ESPN Plus pretty much? Maybe occasional pay-per-view, but
the pay-per-views, it's weird. I think the pay-per-views go through ESPN Plus, mm-hmm. which is this weird racketeering.
Yeah, you've got to do
you
both.
You pay for ESPN Plus, and they're like, okay, now do you want the big fight?
It's
more. That's extra.
Yeah,
but they're getting them. They take that.
It works because I buy both. It's like, dadgummit.
So Jason,
you
have two picks here, and I do have a couple I'm hoping sneak back through.
Yeah, I mean, one of them is clear and easy. I think there's one left that is a tier above. When you said the home of, I was like, oh no, you're gonna take it because and then you went Monday Night Football. I'll go Thursday Night Football.
Yes.
I'll get the boys. I'll get a lot of good programming. On
What's
Amazon
that?
programming on Amazon Prime.
All correct. Amazon Prime, they really entered a new tier with Thursday Night Football. They're the home of the Lord of the Rings show that spent all that money.
Yes.
So they're at least trying to spend big money.
They have a ton of movies that you don't want to watch.
Yes.
But they have a lot of them.
That's a good pick.
I find that I don't go there as often to watch shows. But when I do, I always end up finding something I like. So I'm a fan.
It's good. Yeah, there's plenty to watch.
Yeah. And between The Boys and that Lord of the Rings show, I love both of those. So
have you watched that?
The Lord of the Rings show? Oh, yeah.
You like it?
I loved it.
Oh,
cool. I thought it was a great first season. All right. Now.
Is it $1 billion good?
I got a little bored.
Oh, no.
Really?
I'm ashamed to say it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was playing on my phone.
Haven't started it.
It's good. All right. And now... I guess we're getting to a different tier. And so I'm going to take something that will allow me to stream so many different things. I use this to watch almost all of my sports. And since we're talking about Monday Night Football, we're talking about Thursday Night Football, you're going to need this usually to watch the NFL this year. If you want to branch out, I'm taking YouTube TV
okay.
as my streaming platform.
No, you don't
choice.
Actually need it.
I know you don't have. Yeah, I know you can get Sunday ticket without it.
Yeah.
But I'm getting a discount, Mike.
You are.
I'm getting.
You
that.
Are.
I'm saving that shmoney because I got YouTube TV. No, and I love YouTube TV. It's genuinely like so much better than my former cable.
How much of the enjoyment of YouTube TV comes from you get to basically tell your former cable provider to eat it?
55%.
Okay.
55%.
I feel like that's a strong, like,
you feel like you're taking a bold step.
Yeah, like, that should be part of their slogan, like, YouTube TV. Tell your cable provider to eat it.
Yeah.
And you're like, because we all want to.
Yeah.
We were stuck with them for so long, and they didn't improve anything. And you keep seeing them like, hey, new customers get to pay nothing while you're paying maximum charges. You're like, I'm a loyal customer. Shouldn't I get a discount? No, only new people.
Yeah.
Is it back to me?
It is back to you.
I'm going to take a controversial pick.
Oh.
Maybe not controversial at this point. I think an appropriate pick at this point. Underrated. And the thing about this streaming service is that it is the one that I have intentionally canceled the most and then realized super fast, whoops, I needed that.
Really?
It's the whoops, I needed it channel. I think I get it for one thing. I need it for more. It has become a powerhouse, in my opinion.
Hmm.
It is getting stronger by the day. It is Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Paramount Plus is the home of
talk me into Paramount Plus.
It is the home of the new seasons of Yellowstone.
Okay.
Not
Yellowstone related. Talk me into Paramount Plus.
They are also the
Yellowstone spinoffs.
They are also becoming, more places have merged into them. It is where all the CBS shows are. So if you are into Survivor or Star Trek or any of those.
It's not going well.
It's where Comedy Central has merged into. It's where Nickelodeon merged into. All of them, and the NFL has exclusive games on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, because everyone has a game.
Well, look, at least they got a game. At least they got a game. So, in my opinion, it is. I think it's great.
Okay.
I think Paramount. I have resubscribed to Paramount Plus so many times when I thought I didn't need them.
What's the demo? What's the average age range?
It's also Showtime, by the way.
Plus.
Did you know that? I mean, like, Showtime's.
No, of course I didn't know that.
Showtime's a part of that.
Because I don't have Paramount Plus.
Billions? Yeah. Brooks, don't you watch that show?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
All right. So.
1883?
Yeah, I haven't done.
Strange New World? Star Trek? Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, I know people love the Yellowstone. I've just not walked down that path. And you guys were Yellowstone maniacs for quite some time. All right.
John Dutton. Go ahead.
Sure. I'm going to take one that is just, it's super versatile. Apparently has live TV, but I don't know about it. But Hulu.
You got to.
Hulu has a just.
Live TV.
Yeah, they have, they have live sports. I don't know. But they just, like, that's where your TV shows are. Like, if you don't want to subscribe to a cable provider or YouTube TV or something like that, your show is more than likely going to end up on Hulu.
It's funny because that Hulu to me is The Handmaid's Tale as an original series,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of documentaries. Like, I just feel like every documentary I watch somehow ends up on Hulu.
On Hulu?
I never even think about the live TV stuff, but they certainly have them.
Yeah, it's available. And then the last one I'm going to take, it is not a paid one, although you can pay, but I use Twitch all the time, and I thought,
do you really?
I do, and
on your TV.
I've usually on my phone or my iPad because I've been
for watching gaming.
Yeah, I watch people game, and when I heard that Twitch was growing in popularity, and you're like, all the young kids are watching people play video games. You're like, well, that's kind of weird. Why would you just sit and watch someone play a game, and then? Then I saw the perfect analogy of someone was talking to a kid like, why do you watch Twitch? Why do you can play video games? Why wouldn't you just play them? Like, you watch people play football. You're like, oh yeah, I do, because they're so much better than me at a sport. It's often very fun to watch excellence happening. So there are people on Twitch like who are level at a video game that you will never achieve. And then there's just the community aspect of it. Like, I watch a guy play old adventure games, like the games I grew up playing, which aren't necessarily the most fun for me to go back and play again. But he plays through them, and like if people are in the chat room just having a good time, you know, living that retro life. And
it's more communal.
Yeah, and I've watched videos on demand of it, and then I've watched it live. And there's
something different.
There is a magical quality about knowing that this person is doing this right now. I can talk to them. So
should we tell our listeners that this is live right now? They're listening to us live?
We could, but I love Twitch. It's fantastic.
I see you out there, Joe. All right. My final pick is going to be a tandem with the previous one because it's where I get all the other seasons of Yellowstone. It's also worthy of a pick exclusively to watch The Office over and over and over again. I'm taking Peacock.
But then, I mean, they have whatever Yellowstone show they have and The Office, and like that's it, right?
As far as I know, and then Killing Eve. Killing Eve is on there, maybe?
What is that?
No, maybe not.
And then a football game. They're going to have a playoff game.
I don't even think Killing Eve is on there. Yeah. I think they got some BBC stuff over there. I don't know. It's The Office channel.
That's what I mean.
It's subscribing to The Office every month.
And they probably clean house, offering The Office.
When they pulled it, Brooks, you remember this? They pulled The Office off of Netflix to make it exclusive to Peacock. You have to wonder how many people subscribe exclusively for that.
90% of their base, I imagine.
It's wild.
All right, Jay, you get one last pick.
You did not. Is Parks and Rec on there too?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that has to be included.
Okay. Jason, so I get to pick anything that's left.
All the streaming services.
All the other ones.
Yeah. You want me to start listing some for you?
Such as.
There's a lot of them.
There's really only one that I know of that's like a main service that I've actually ever used.
The Walking Dead one?
Say, you can list a channel and then put plus on it, and it exists.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I didn't think about the Walking Dead one.
I mean, there is a Walking Dead one and a Better Call Saul one?
Better Call Saul's
probably
Netflix, I thought. Isn't that on Netflix?
Did they
get rid of that?
No, not the new ones.
Yeah.
There's new ones?
Well, I'm saying like you have to, for a show on Netflix, you have to wait a period of time where AMC is going to offer it to you day of or the next day.
Looks like Mad Men is sitting over there.
AMC's got a lot of good.
All right, I'll take AMC.
AMC, I mean,
Walking Dead.
Plus, is that what it's called?
Breaking Bad's going to be on there.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to go. The only other one I know is Discovery Plus. And is that still standalone?
I don't know. It might be part of Max.
See, this is why I
can't wait
till
they bundle this into like a cable service.
See, it is
wild that happened.
Yeah.
We just named 12 services and there are others that are out there.
And if
you want all of that content, you have to, I mean, the luxury, I guess, of picking one bundle or one streaming service is nice. Because you couldn't do that before.
That's true. You couldn't.
But if you just want to have Netflix, I think we'd all be like, okay, I've got Netflix. I've got enough to watch.
That's my father. My father, I think, has Netflix and is just like, whatever they have, that's enough.
Yeah, and I do agree.
It really is.
Netflix is like, it is the one that is, it's the Coke.
Of course.
It's not my favorite, but it's also what I think of when I think of streaming.
Well, I mean, they're a streaming service and they don't have to put plus.
Ooh.
Yeah, because they didn't add. They created the streaming world. They didn't have to take what existed and then be like.
But when does Netflix
it actually should
Plus
have been Netflix.
Come out?
It shouldn't be called Netflix Plus because Netflix was DVDs.
That's true.
This is the Plus.
What was the name?
Or this is the minus.
They tried to branch Netflix into two companies.
Oh yeah, the fake.
And the name of the DVD place was going to be so ridiculous. I'm trying to buy you some time.
I'm trying to find
the name of this. Do you guys remember this in Deucer's Alley? Oh my gosh.
I don't even remember this.
You don't remember this?
It
wasn't Kibble, was it?
In 2012.
No, that was the beta testing.
I found it.
Yeah.
They
tried to divide Netflix to be DVDs and then they came out with streaming and it was called.
They were going to call it Quickster.
There it was.
Q-W-I-K-S-T-E-R. Quickster.
I remember when it came out and they were destroyed
the internet
on the
had
internet.
The way
Quickster was it
with a QW. What are you doing?
Here's the 2011 Netflix scuttles its Quickster plan.
Quickster.
I would not have drafted Quickster number one. Like you don't succeed to the level of Netflix if you went
named,
with Quickster.
There are names that can bury you, huh?
Yeah, like Quickster.
What did we learn today?
I learned that there is a date tree. Dates grow on trees.
Yeah, what did I learn today?
I learned that I am not as good of a dad as I thought when I was giving my kids the chicken nuggets with vegetables.
Due to the asterisk?
It is a lie.
I learned that I do not want to be stranded with either of you two in the middle of a forest. Al, would you help me out, buddy?
You got it.
Thank you. All right, that'll do it for today's episode of the Spitballers Podcast. Please tell your friends about the show. We would appreciate it. And we'll be back with another one next week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.